The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, it's Hugh Hewitt. Welcome to The Rundown, which consists of the pre-rundown, the rundown, and the post-rundown, but all of it brought to you by ReliefFactor.com. $19.95 gets you started on ReliefFactor.com. I talk about it three times in my daily show, at the bottom of the first hour when I take it, and then in hours two and three when I remind you to take it, depending on when your commute begins, because ReliefFactor.com works. It's the only supplement I've taken in 30 years of broadcasting. I've declined every other opportunity to take a supplement, and I'll tell you why. Because ReliefFactor.com actually works. I carry in Curcumin and Resveratrol Omega. Temporary relief for the relief of minor aches and pains. Temporary support for the relief of minor aches and pains. And you can't do better than that three-week starter pack, $19.95. With that in mind, let's get to the pre-rundown rundown. Good morning, America. It's Hugh Hewitt talking to you with Generalissimo Dwayne Patterson about the pre-show. Dwayne, you are doing the after show tonight, correct?
I am.
And who's your guest on Thursday? Anybody in particular?
No, it's just me and the news and maybe a couple calls. I mean,
okay. I'm just curious: has anyone at all in the after show this week wanted to talk about the COVID-19 bill at all?
We have covered it. Has anybody wanted to talk about it? No, but it's like eating your spinach. We do it right up top to do the update on all things COVID because we have to, because we feel like we have to, and then we do all the fun stuff.
I'm going to ask today if anyone has a comment on the COVID bill second half of the first hour and hour two. I don't think anybody does. And I did a three-hour prep and 2 hours on air with Ron Brownstein of The Atlantic and Ashley Parker of The Washington Post for Lao-Hee Chen in Stanford yesterday. And we talked, and they're rejoicing, and they're very happy, and liberals are very happy. Ashley's not a liberal, she's a reporter, but they're all very happy, and the students in the Stanford room are all very happy. And why wouldn't Republicans go along with it? Well, it's a jam down. It's a big, 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 big jam down, and people are just going to wait and see what happens. But markets love it. Do you expect to get any money?
No, I don't expect to get any money. I don't qualify for the $1,400. I'll tell you what this reminds me.
You get the child tax credit, though, don't you?
Yes, we will get a child tax credit for one of them. We get to claim one. We don't get to claim the other. So we'll get one tax credit, and I may be able to do some kind of a PPP as a sole proprietor. I mean, there's things that I might be able to qualify for.
They just opened the window for small businesses.
Yes.
So you can go and get a small
business. I'll tell you what this reminds me of. When you say you do all the prep and is anybody really caring about this and why are we talking about it? It reminds me of when you were talking about the virus before the virus really was the virus. And nobody wanted to hear about it. Nobody was talking about it. And everybody thought you were crazy about spending that much time on it. And you kept saying, you just wait. At some point, this is going to be all we're talking about. This bill, nobody wants to talk about now. When inflation comes, which it's inevitably going to do, and it starts cratering the economy, then all of a sudden people are going to start talking about what in the heck did we just do?
You know, that's exactly how I was going to open the show today.
Well, okay. I mean, you're
saying that's what I'm going to say. It's going to be inflationary, but you're right. I'd forgotten. I lived and breathed and talk about nothing except the virus in Wuhan
and
nobody wanted to hear it.
Me
because I'm an alarmist about viruses because I was on a public health commission. I know what happened with H1N1, which was a narrowly missed bullet.
This is not going to have the same potential human calamity and loss of lives.
Oh, you just wait. Oh, you just wait till housing goes up. When you refinanced, you got it fixed, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's not a chance I would do an adjustable right now.
People need to get out of adjustables. We'll talk about that. Anthony I mean, AndrewandTodd.com should get every
But that's a fair analogy, right?
It's a good analogy. I'm glad I thought of it. And yeah. I will be bringing it up. Now, we also would like to get Michael Oron on earlier because Israel's got 421 parties, and they all are on the same ballot, and they begin voting. They began voting in New Zealand yesterday. Remote Israeli voting began in New Zealand yesterday. So everybody votes, but you've got to show ID. They got the nastiest voter ID system in the world, meaning it works. There is no fraud in Israel. I want to talk to Oren about what they do there, too, because also this voter suppression nonsense was back with H.R. 1. Ron Brownstein, you know, he's dyed-in-the-wool leftist, and that's fine.
Sure.
But he was in there. You know, he's all about the suppression of votes, and the Republicans are committed to it. Nonsense. But they passed H.R. 1. And so the moderator, wasn't Lonnie, it was Ron, Kane, said to me, Hugh, and long setup. Would you accept this part, this part, this part? You know, HR 1's a fast thing. I said,
no, no, and no.
I said, not now, never, ever. Not now, never, never. No, not now, never. That's what I said. And the students were kind of shocked. But the answer is no, not now, never, because it's unconstitutional.
Of course it is.
Elections belong to the state. So we got a lot to do today on the rundown. In fact, I got the longest rundown in a long time. Let me ask you. I have got 21 stories ending with Trappist beer needs Trappist months to brew it. And so you think I'll get to that?
You probably won't. And you know what you even are going to have missed?
What?
Did you see the op-ed over the weekend in the Orange County Register by Doug Ducey?
No. Come hither to Arizona? Was that it?
No. Well, it's basically, are you leaving California? Question mark. Don't forget why. Meaning, you're welcome, come one, come all, but leave all the ideological nonsense that caused your former state to collapse. Leave that there. Don't bring what ruined California to here. Bring your business, bring your family, do everything in Arizona, but don't turn Arizona into California. That was,
you know, that's not nearly Houston. That's not nearly as interesting as Trappist beer needs Trappist monks to brew it, but the vocation is dwindling.
But Doug Ducey may be running for president, so that's more.
Doug Ducey might be a Trappist monk too.
He could be.
He could be. All right, so that's the. We got a big rundown coming up. We got a great show ahead. Don't go anywhere, America. Join us after the music or the ad or whatever we play here.
Whatever we do.
Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See, every device, whether you're on your phone, laptop, or TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, even click on a link, a big tech company can use that IP to track all your activity tied back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. All you have to do is download the app on your phone. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights. Protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/Hewitt. That's expressvpn.com/Hewitt to get 3 extra months free. So go to expressvpn.com/Hewitt right now to learn more.
Nothing perfect or considerable, we're so damn good. It's the story of your life.
Good morning, glory America. Bonjour, hi, candidate Hugh Hewitt. On the day after the massive spending binge that the Democrats call a COVID relief bill has passed, I want to begin with a quick rundown of the major stories, then come back to what is a certain inflation generator. And when the inflation comes, and inflation is nasty, and many of you don't remember the late 70s and the early 80s, when inflation comes, it will be the Biden inflation. So just write it down. A year ago, actually 14 months ago in January, I was warning everyone every morning about the China virus, the Wuhan plague, what has become known as COVID. And last January, I was urging public tracking of everyone who came in. And I look, no one believed me. President Trump didn't believe me. The Democrats didn't believe me. People listening to the show thought I was out of my mind. But we've got the audio. We played it for you many, many times. On a daily basis, I said this is bad and it's going to get worse. All right. But it took 3 months for that to show up. It's going to take actually about a year for the Biden inflation to show up. We are going to have a massive year GDP-wise. It's going to be one great year of growth. And then the hangover. The hangover is coming. Oh, my gosh, the hangover is coming. Let me run down this. Third COVID-19 stimulus package, according to the Wall Street Journal, could jolt U.S. growth, revive inflation in 2021. They expect, according to some experts, 6% GDP growth. Some people believe it will be higher than that. Projected that employers will add 514,000 jobs a quarter over the next jobs a month and the next year. So we're going to have a great year. It's going to be like having every credit card you have max out and live high. And then the bill comes due. You can't increase the national debt of the United States accumulated since 1789 by 10% in 3 months, 8 weeks, actually. And not there's a reason we haven't done this before. That reason is called economics. The massive amount of money. Look, this is a blue state bailout. Every government employee is clicking their heels everywhere in the United States. Nobody's going to get laid off. No belts are going to be tightened. No taxes are going to be cut. They actually forbade tax cuts. Mitch McConnell was asked about it at a press conference yesterday. It's the single key quote on that. Let's play cut number four.
The president will soon be signing the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill. I think the most distinct features are the following. Number one, it solved New York's budget problem. So finally, some good news for Governor Cuomo. Senator Schumer has solved his financial issues. They've also, by the way, solved the financial problems of San Francisco. They've also prevented state governments from lowering taxes. This is a classic example of big government Democratic overreach in the name of COVID relief. And we all know that what we should have been doing and would have been done had this been a bipartisan discussion instead of a jam the other side approach is $500 or $600 billion directly targeted at the problem. But of course, the $1.9 trillion problem, as we said repeatedly, the $1.9 trillion package, as we said repeatedly, only had about 1% or less for vaccines, 9% or less for health care. So I think this is actually one of the worst pieces of legislation I've seen pass here in the time I've been in the Senate.
Now, he's right. And the Biden inflation is coming. The lead story over at CNN Premarket, the world went on a debt binge last year. There could be a nasty hangover. It's going to be called inflation. Meanwhile, confidence of U.S. executives soars. The Business Roundtable says everybody's optimistic. I am. I'm so glad I own real estate. I'm so glad I have money in the stock market and not in bonds. I'm so glad I don't have cash because cash is dumb right now because inflation is going to take it away from you. But all the employers out there say it's going to be a great year. What does the COVID-19 stimulus bill mean for loan forgiveness, financial aid, and college students? The Wall Street Journal says a lot. A lot of students are going to get partial loan forgiveness. A lot of students are going to get new financial aid, go deeper into the hole. Colleges that are inefficient and teach basket weaving are going to get a big bailout. Colleges like Hillsdale that don't take any federal aid is going to get nothing. States expected COVID-19 to bring widespread tax shortfalls. It didn't happen. I love this article in the Wall Street Journal. There aren't massive state tax falls. There have been massive destruction of small businesses, but the COVID bill does nothing for them. Then there is the Wall Street Journal headline. I love this one the most. The Progressive Democrat Steamroller. The $1.9 trillion spending bill is only a taste of what's coming. Not true. Joe Manchin again yesterday said he is not going to be supporting, not going to support at all any filibuster changes, so they get one more bill. They get another reconciliation bill in which they will raise taxes and spend money on infrastructure. It will be another spending binge. Democrats spend money, and they do it in ways that are irresponsible, and we're going to get crushed. There is a great analysis in the Washington Post, how the $1.9 trillion U.S. stimulus package compares with other countries' coronavirus spending. Understand that the $1.9 comes on top of $4 trillion. We spent $6 trillion in 1 year. $6 trillion. That's 6 years of deficit in 6 months. It is so much more than the rest of the world has spent. We may have spent more on ourselves than the world spent everywhere else. In Japan, they had a $707 billion stimulus bill on top of two previous packages that amounted to $2.2 trillion. So they spent about $3 trillion. We spent about $6 trillion. So we spent twice as much as Japan. All right? Twice as much. It's all borrowed money. Now, let me give you some good news. Israeli scientists discover that aspirin may protect against COVID-19. People who take small doses are 29% less likely to test positive. That's in the Times of Israel. We also find an enormous border crisis. Facing pressure, Biden administration scrambles to shelter migrant children. And we've got Jen Psaki mixing it up with Peter Ducey yesterday. Cut number six.
You mentioned those CDC guidelines. Does the White House think it's a problem that when the CDC tells these migrant shelter facilities that they can be at full capacity if they are careful about COVID, many of them do, but when the CDC tells schools that they can open in person at full capacity, many of them don't?
Is there a school in particular that you have as an example that didn't do that?
Are most schools in this country at full capacity with in-person learning?
Is there a specific school, though, that is not following the CDC guidelines of implementing the mitigation steps so they can reopen?
I mean, the CDC is saying schools, you can be at every school can be at full capacity.
With the CDC guidelines, just to be clear, because I think this is very important to be very clear and specific on, they gave 8 mitigation steps that schools can take to safely reopen. A number of schools have actually recently reopened. Schools in Washington, D.C., some have. Schools in many districts across the country. But each school district needs to make the decision about whether they are able to take those mitigation steps. The president has also been clear some of these school districts need additional funding. There's $160 billion in this package that he's going to sign into law later this week. The Secretary of Education will be quite focused on working with school districts to help them reopen. But more school districts are reopening. More kids are in classrooms every single day.
But since they are not all back, from an administration position or from your perspective, have the Border Patrol unions and the HHS unions been easier to work with than the teachers' unions?
I think that's a little bit of mixing different circumstances. I would say that
it's children all in tight quarters.
I would say that let's take a responsible approach to the two issues, okay? One is schools reopening. There's been 8 mitigation steps that have been announced by the CDC to implement, right?
Yeah.
Every school district is going to work to implement those on a timeline that is they can effectively do. Many school districts are reopening, right? Many are reopening every single week and day and week, right? That is a different circumstance than what we are seeing at the border. And the HHS oversees these facilities, right? They're working on ensuring we can have more kids safely. They are working to implement CDC guidelines, but they are different circumstances. And certainly we're working with the school districts, and we're also working with HHS to open these facilities or to ensure that kids are treated with safety and care in these facilities.
This is nonsense. In fact, they are jamming them into the same cells that the Trump administration used. Meanwhile, schools are closed across the United States. You know if your child is working from the kitchen counter. You know that. So Jen Psaki's just not telling you the truth. Just remember that. Just remember that. More on The Rundown coming up. Don't go anywhere, Americans. The Hugh Hewitt Thursday edition of The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Portions of The Hugh Hewitt Show are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Ooh. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? Now is the time to take a stand. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. Every single device you use generates an IP address. Now you can hide that from everyone when you use ExpressVPN. The best part is you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you are protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights. Protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/Hewitt. That's expressvpn.com/Hewitt to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/Hewitt right now to learn more. Morning, glory, America. Bonjour, hi, Canada. Hour 2 of this Thursday edition of the Hugh Hewitt Show. I want to do part 2 of the rundown. As I got off track in my long conversation, which will appear at the interview podcast with Michael Oren, a primer on the Israeli elections and the stalemate that has developed over 2 years in Israel, that primer will appear at SalemPodcastNetwork.com or wherever the interview with Hugh Hewitt podcast is available. I do 2 podcasts every day. One is the, not every day, but most days. Every day I do the rundown, and 2 or 3 times a week I do the interview, which is an extended interview with one person about a matter of major importance. And if you go just Google the interview with Hugh Hewitt, Spotify, for example, you'll find it, you should subscribe to it, and you'll get the most important interviews that actually explain something you didn't know. The Israeli election system is one of those things. That's why I took Michael Oren long in the last half hour. But the rundown part 2 here. Facing pressure, Biden administration scrambles to shelter migrant children. This is in the New York Times this morning. And in fact, the border crisis is real. It is metastasizing. It is getting larger every day. The facilities don't exist. It's worse than it was under Donald Trump at any time because Joe Biden and his team want illegal immigration. They do not want it to stop. They want it to continue. And that is because they're making a calculation. I heard it yesterday in my long seminar for Stanford students with Ron Brownstein, Ashley Parker, Lonnie Chen, Ron Kane, and Ben Ginsburg. Democrats do not want to close the border. It's a long game. I think they've made a mistake. It turns out in Florida that the refugees of violence and the refugees of socialism turn into pretty good Republican voters. So that doesn't worry me. The fate of these children worries me. The fate of these young adults worries me. The fate of America's reputation in the world, because there is no way we can do other than release people. We're going to be overwhelmed because you need to build a wall and you have to keep people in Mexico and then they stop coming. When you open the wall and you said, come on in and we'll waive everything and you can claim immunity and we'll teach you how to do it, they come. Who wouldn't? When you look at Honduras, you know, I'm in the middle of my Food for the Poor campaign. And I implore you to go to Food for the Poor at the top of HughHewitt.com. The crisis in Honduras, throughout all of Central America, but Food for the Poor is rushing relief to Honduras because natural disasters have piled on the COVID destruction. And we've got hundreds of thousands of children with not enough to eat. And when I say not enough to eat, most Americans think, oh, they're only getting 1 or 2 McDonald's a day. No, nothing to eat. Moreover, the violence level has gone off of the chart. Again, there's a cycle that countries get caught in. Haiti's been caught in it before. Nicaragua's been caught in it. Honduras is caught in it now, where the breakdown of relief and the breakdown of economies lead to survival instincts. And that means crime. You go get the food that your children need. Imagine being a father, we have one on tape, who can't see their children fed and who are aware of the violence in the street. Let's play that role.
There are many neighborhoods and there are many areas in the country which the gangs are the main problem with them, for them. And they are sometimes very afraid of to be killed, to be robbed.
It is a nightmare for parents in Honduras. One of the ways that that nightmare is alleviated is when Food for the Poor arrives and feeds a child. You can rescue a child for 6 months for $37. If you get to $100, you've fed a child for a year. And I mean real food. It's not French cuisine. It's not In-N-Out burgers. It's rice and beans, but it will get you through the day. It will grow. You will not suffer the ill effects of malnutrition. And you can do that for them if you go to HughHewitt.com, or you can call 855-359-HOPE. I want to go back to the rundown. Guess who's in trouble again? By the way, my clock's broken, Dwayne. I have to keep looking at this thing here. It's 4:11, 7:11. Female aide said Cuomo aggressively groped her at the executive mansion. This is the sixth complaint. It's Governor Weinstein. Andrew Cuomo has become Governor Harvey Weinstein. Now, the rule with the Fetching Mrs. Hewitt and I is if there is one sexual impropriety, there may be two. Not necessarily, but there may be two. If there are two, that means there are 10. That means you've got a pattern. People don't assault women twice and then don't do it a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth time. That means there's a pattern. And they have effectively created a network of fear that has protected them, as Weinstein did, as Jeffrey Epstein did, and now, as appears, Andrew Cuomo did. And I don't think that's unfair. Based upon the record of allegations here, I think we have an Andrew Cuomo, Jeffrey Epstein, Harvey Weinstein kind of situation in Albany. And it's a Democrat problem. It's a Democrat state. There aren't any Republicans up there with power. They have to do what happened in Missouri. Eric Greitens was removed, was impeached by an overwhelmingly, or on the verge of impeachment when he resigned. I'm going to get Eric Greitens on to find out if that was a fair deal. But the Republican legislature was going to remove him. And now the Democratic legislature has to do the same thing. Back to the rundown. Secretary of State Blinken is going to take National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, go on his first tour. They're starting in Japan and South Korea, then back in Anchorage. They're going to meet with two Chinese officials. Meanwhile, Israel and the United States is going to have their first meeting in the United States. I think Biden is not going to be as bad for Israel as Obama was. President Obama didn't like Israel. He hated Benjamin Netanyahu. And I believe that we've got a chance. I think Biden is better than Obama, not as good as Trump. We will see. Bad news from Europe. This is from The Telegraph in the United Kingdom. Europe faces third wave as it lags behind with vaccination. The socialist countries of Europe, acting through a paralyzed government bureaucracy in Brussels, have managed to do what Israel, the United States, and Great Britain hasn't done, which is nothing. The United States invented two vaccines under Operation Warp Speed. Joe Biden's taking credit for it. It's not a Biden accomplishment. It's a Trump accomplishment. Boris Johnson got one vaccine up and running, the AstraZeneca. Now we've got three vaccines in the United States due to Operation Warp Speed. And we're rolling out vaccines across the United States at 1 million to 2 million a day. Great Britain is rolling forward with its vaccination. They're going to get herd immunity pretty soon. Israel already has herd immunity in the IDF. They're going to have herd immunity for the whole country soon. Europe is screwed because their governments are lumbering, socialist, ridiculous governments run by Brussels. And therefore, you get a headline from The Telegraph. A third wave of the coronavirus is sweeping across large areas of Europe, threatens to engulf many countries quicker than they can hope to vaccinate their citizens. South of our border, bad news. Mexico is set to legalize marijuana. Isn't that great news? Now the cartels are going to be able to grow legally what they will bring into the United States. It will be far more potent, far less regulated than the dope that is grown in the United States. Meanwhile, the royals remain a story in Great Britain. I'm not doing it anymore. There's a long story in the Financial Times on the symbiotic hatred between the royal family and the tabloid press. And it's kind of a deal with each other. They hate each other and they need each other. The royals understand they sign up to be covered intrusively and unfairly. And the tabloids agree not to campaign for the end of royalty because they sell newspapers. Meanwhile, Piers Morgan has put himself on the front page of every newspaper. I think, what is he, 55 years old? He's not the young darling of 25 years ago when he was editing newspaper. He's a blowhard. And he didn't work at CNN because the Americans said, that guy's a blowhard. And he tried to insert himself in the gun debate. And Americans said, go away. And he went away. That was an interesting part. I've done the Israeli elections. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Let me do a health story. There's something called long COVID. I don't know how prevalent it is. Nobody knows how prevalent it is. But in California, 32% of the long COVID patients began with an asymptomatic infection. I don't know what this means. I'm unwilling to credit it yet. It's going to take a lot of deep studies. I fear that it exists. I also fear that a lot of people who don't have it are going to claim long-term disability based upon long COVID. Our legal system is not prepared for a long-acting virus. It just isn't. AMC, by the way, is reopening more theaters. When I can go to the movies again, the world is back. The country is reopened. When I can go to the movie, well, you know, I used to go to a movie or two movies a week. That's the joy of being a morning drive host. If you're done by noon everywhere in the United States, that means you go to the movies. The Justice Department has come in on behalf of college athletes in the case against the NCAA. Hooray, hooray. And then my favorite story of the day, Trappist beer needs Trappist monks to brew it, but the vocation is dwindling. This is for Chad the Elder up in AM 1280 The Patriot. You really ought to give up everything, Chad, and go be a Trappist monk. Trappist breweries are facing a supply problem. They're running out of monks. They make the best beer in Europe, but there are not enough monks to make the beer. This matters a lot. St. Benedict's Abbey in Hamert-Achel, Belgium, has relinquished the authentic label because they can't make it anymore. That's a tragedy. Your phone calls, America, 1-800-520-1234. Don't forget Food for the Poor. Please head over to HughHewitt.com. The banner's at the top. Be as generous as you can. Come right back to the Hugh Hewitt Show.